Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your... Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root in the saddle. Yes, 100% all male. Wayne Root. Talk about 100%. 100% all man. I bring that up because a new study is out suggesting that boosting testosterone makes leftist men more conservative. There you have it. That's what you got to do. You got to wrestle the pink purses away away from all the leftists, and we got to give them shots of testosterone. When they're carrying clubs and Molotov cocktails and stones and bricks, we got to come at them with vials of testosterone, and we got to shoot them right in the ass with the testosterone, and instantly they will turn into conservative men from girly men. I like it. I like it. There's the battle plan. I always wanted to know what was the battle plan. We storm the beaches of San Francisco with vials of testosterone, and we turn the Democrats into Republicans. I love it. All right, big news of the day. There's two things that stand above all else. Number one, a Trump-appointed judge. Thank God for Trump-appointed judges, blocks Joe Biden from ending Title 42 and opening the U.S. border to the flood of all floods of illegal aliens. Thank God for federal judge Robert Summerhays, but he has only temporarily blocked Joe Biden from ending Title 42. He was appointed by President Donald Trump in September of 2018. Title 42 is set to expire Monday. Talk about last second, Monday. So even if it is temporary, we've got a reprieve, but it won't be for long. Maybe a week from now, maybe 2 weeks from now, maybe a month from now. Another judge. It's so funny. You'll go from musical chairs from a Trump judge. Yes, it's criminal. It's illegal. It'll destroy America. And then you go to a Democrat judge a minute later, and it's like an Obama-appointed judge. Oh, it's the greatest thing to ever happen to America. We got to let in all the wonderful people in the world. And so it all depends on what judge you get until finally we appeal it to the United States Supreme Court, and then we'll see how the Supreme Court rules. But, you know, I never trust the United States Supreme Court. They're a bunch of losers, sellouts, traitors, blackmail victims, horrible people in the United States Supreme Court. Don't trust them as far as I can spit at them. The other big news, Dow suffers longest losing streak in 99 years. 99 years. That's how bad things are out there. Since the 1930s, in the last 8 weeks, the Dow is down 13%, NASDAQ 25%. The S&P now in a bear market. In the last 30 minutes of the day, got back up again, from bear market territory. But for the most part, this is the biggest disaster you could ever imagine on Wall Street. The blood is in the streets. That's usually when you should buy, when this thing calms down. But I'm just telling you, this is a different case, in my opinion. You know, there will be a point where this turns around. There will be a bear market rally. But we are absolutely in a bear market because Joe Biden is destroying the United States of America. I'll read you later on in the show a leaked audio that appears to have originated from a meeting of China's top war generals, and it reveals elaborate plans in the near future for a land invasion of the United States with forces to land on the beaches of California. Folks, you have no idea what's coming. They have gutted the United States military. Biden and his family, the Biden crime family, along with the Obama crime family, the Clinton crime family, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, they're all in bed with the Chinese. And they're all getting paid off by the Chinese or getting blackmailed by the Chinese or all of the above. and they're selling out our country and ruining our military and destroying our readiness to fight a war by giving all our equipment away, leaving it behind in Afghanistan and giving it to the Ukrainians. There's nothing left for us to fight a war. Disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. Let me now grab the time left in this first segment to read you my column, my latest column that'll be out on Sunday. What is Ultra Biden? The title is What is Ultra Biden? And by the way, I'm proud to be Ultra Mega MAGA. Joe Biden had his radical Marxist cabal working 24/7 for 6 months to come up with a derogatory name to brand and insult Trump supporters, and these clueless brain surgeons came up with, quote, Ultra MAGA, unquote. Horror. What a terrible name. Shocking. Humiliating. I don't think I'll ever recover. Just kidding. Actually, the Trump Nation is laughing and smiling. We love the name. We're proud to be Ultra MAGA. Thank you. We love it so much we've added to it. Forevermore, I proclaim us to be Ultra Mega MAGA. Because what MAGA represents is pretty darn wonderful. Prosperity, opportunity, and peace. Trump's 4 years as CEO and commander-in-chief led to an amazing economy, easily the best of my lifetime, maybe the best ever until COVID hit, and the lowest black and Latino unemployment ever, and low interest rates, and virtually no inflation, and plentiful and cheap energy, and secure borders, and in the greatest middle-class income growth in history, and low taxes. How about the world stage? No wars, peace throughout the world, the destruction of ISIS, no embarrassing retreats like Afghanistan under Biden, no threat of World War III with Russia or China. What a great 4 years. I'll wear the Ultra Mega MAGA badge with honor. But two could play at that game. Let's define the Joe Biden era. What is the definition of Ultra Biden? The stock market is crashing. Economic growth is collapsing. Worker productivity, the lowest in half a century. Half the babies born in America, born on welfare. Interest rates rising, inflation exploding, home sales cratering, gas headed for not only $10 a gallon, but shortages in gas lines. Grocery prices exploding to unimaginable levels. Massive food shortages coming. Baby formula shortages are a reality. It's only going to get much worse this summer. It's kind of hard to believe, but the formerly great and prosperous America could soon have shortages of food, gas, electricity, and baby formula all at once. We've had open borders for a year and a half now, since the day Biden took office, but on May 23rd, and again, I wrote this morning not knowing a judge was going to delay Title 42, if only temporarily, but on May 23rd, if Title 42 is lifted, we will all see something shocking at the border. Millions will pour through over the coming weeks. Criminals, gangbangers, MS-13 murderers, terrorists, poverty-stricken migrants, many spreading diseases like COVID, requiring cradle-to-grave welfare and billions of dollars in social programs, health care, and legal costs, police costs, court costs. They will overwhelm the economy and our immigration, education, and health care systems. This could all start next week. If that isn't bad enough, Ultra Biden claims COVID is back. New York is back to masks, and I'm guessing soon, vaccine passports and lockdowns, just in time for midterm elections. Worse, Biden wants to hand over sovereignty and control of our country, economy, and health care to the communist China-controlled WHO. If this amendment to the treaty passes, the WHO could declare an emergency for either health or climate change to order masks, forced vaccines, and lockdowns tomorrow here in the United States, and not one political leader in America would have a say. That vote also comes within days. Goodbye, freedom. Goodbye, America. Yep. Ultra Biden is giving our country away. Have I mentioned the violent crime wave, theft wave, shoplifting wave across America? How about big cities that look like war zones with homeless tents, drug needles, poop and pee all over the filthy, crime-ridden, dangerous streets, and in small businesses closing by the thousands each day because there are no employees, no one wants to work in Ultra Biden? Then there's the censorship, banning, government agencies called Ministry of Misinformation to persecute anyone who disagrees with Ultra Biden. The DOJ ready and willing to punish and prosecute parents at PTA meetings while woke Democrat district attorneys let every murderer walk free. Then there's the education system, a.k.a. brainwashing camps, where students are indoctrinated in communist, anti-American, anti-white, transgender, and sex identity ideology. How about giving another $40 billion away to Ukraine, the most corrupt nation in the world, while we are broke and $30 trillion in debt, with an American middle class unable to afford housing, gas, groceries, or baby formula? One more Biden greatest hit. He left $80 billion of military equipment on the ground in Afghanistan in the most humiliating retreat in U.S. military history. Does the U.S. military even have enough equipment left after giving away everything we've got in Afghanistan and Ukraine, now left to fight Russia or China in World War III? We may find out soon. Biden is spoiling for World War III to cover up the disaster he's created at home. Are you ready to fight a nuclear war with China and Russia? Are you ready to be living in a country turned into Mad Max? You can see it coming. All because we let a brain-dead zombie puppet with dementia steal the 2020 election, thereby putting the White House in the hands of Obama, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and the Chinese Communist Party. It's ugly. It's frightening. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. And potentially the final destruction of the greatest country in world history at a speed no one has ever seen before. That's ultra Biden. I'm proud to be ultra mega MAGA. That's my column that's coming out this weekend, syndicated nationally by Creator Syndicate. The title is, What is Ultra Biden? By the way, I'm proud to be Ultra Mega MAGA. How can anyone look you in the face and see what's going on around us and not hate Joe Biden and hate the Democrat Party? That could be why, bad news for Biden, latest poll is out, 78% of Americans say the economy is bad. Up from 70% last month. Can you imagine? Just a month ago, 47% of Democrats described the economy as good. Whew. Republicans viewed the economy as grim, which is 10% saying it's in good condition in April. In May, that slipped to 7%. Two-thirds of Americans disapprove of President Joe Biden's handling of the economy. Just 18% of Americans say Biden's policies have done more to help than hurt the economy. 81% say Biden's policies have either hurt or done nothing for the economy. Incredibly bad numbers. Deservedly so.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Do your pets have the same energy they used
anytime, any place, anywhere? Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn, welcome back. Joe Manchin, by the way, West Virginia Democrat, U.S. Senator, laces into Biden for not fixing the energy crisis. Joe Manchin has not been a friend to the White House since Biden was elected, because this guy's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. He's not a Republican, and he's with us once in a while. Thank God he's with us once in a while, and he's been able to block a few gigantic things that would have meant the end of America for sure. But most of the time he stands with Democrats, and then he attacks Biden for the most ridiculous things, things that are so over the top, you know, that are so obvious, like Biden destroying the energy business, so that he wins kudos with his conservative Republican registered voters back in West Virginia, which I believe is like 70% Republican nowadays, because everyone there lives around coal, whether they're a coal miner, whether they have a restaurant the coal miners eat there, whether they have a newspaper and the coal company advertises in it. Everything's based on coal and energy in West Virginia. So it's become 70% Republican. Can you imagine how stupid the other 30% are in West Virginia? Can you imagine? So, you know, every once in a while, Biden laces Manchin laces into the Biden administration or Joe Biden himself for the most obvious reasons to win kudos and brownie points with the people back home. He's the only Democrat who does it in the entire Senate for the most part, but at least he does it. But the senator said, we are holding this hearing during trying times. Putin's horrific invasion of Ukraine, Russia's weaponization of oil and gas, increasing energy and food prices worldwide, and the growing challenge of competition with China. Given the current global situation, it's essential for the United States to step up to the plate as the superpower of the world. This includes the responsible development of our abundant energy and mineral resources. And unfortunately, as we see Russia wage a war enabled by energy insecurity in Europe. This administration has made its opposition to domestic oil and gas production crystal clear on and off federal lands and waters. My frustration is at an all-time high that we're talking to OPEC, Iran, and Venezuela to increase oil output while we are at the same time blocking increased energy production at home. What does it say to producers? This is Manchin talking. This is unusual for a Democrat senator to be saying this about a Democrat president, but it's that bad. What does it say to producers here in the United States when we consider working with the Venezuelan government, which certainly doesn't share our values, instead of supporting domestic or North American production? Is this really in our best interest? So, obviously, Joe Manchin is very angry, and he represents a lot of oil and gas and coal producers in West Virginia and all their employees. And, he just is fed up. And so he's trying to win brownie points back home. The sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I'll get to the Chinese invasion of the United States. Just a minor thing. No big deal. The potential Chinese invasion of the United States landing in California. You know, I'd like to give China a message. Tell them President Wayne Root, maybe they'll be fooled. Maybe they don't even know who the president is. President Wayne Root has a message for the people of China. Please invade on the sands of Los Angeles and then take Malibu, take Santa Barbara, take the rest of California, and then just build a wall, the Great China Wall in America, and the rest of us will be walled off, and you can have California, Oregon, and Washington. We'll give it to you. We'll cede it. You can have California, Oregon, and Washington. Make the capital Malibu or Beverly Hills, and we'll go from there, and the rest of us will have the United States of America, the real United States of America next door. This show is sponsored by SteelsAndDealsLV.com. Steels and Deals LV is run by a buddy of mine, John, who built this magnificent business here in Vegas, and it's blown up huge in Vegas. But now they ship nationwide. It's called Steels and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is now 50 to 80% off retail. 50 to 80% off retail. Shop around, get the best prices, and then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My buddy John will beat them all. Doesn't matter what the product is. If it's for your home, your living room, your kitchen, your dining room, your gym, your bedroom, it doesn't matter whether it's for your office, desk, chairs, computer stands, whether it's for your patio. I don't care whether it's a wheelchair or a piano or a baby crib, whether it's a barbecue, a smoker, or a generator, or automobile parts for your car. He's got it all. And now everything must go 50 to 80% off. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas. So if you're local, this is a no-brainer, but they ship nationwide now. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com online, SteelsAndDealsLV.com, or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337. Or go physically to 2800 East Walnut Avenue in Las Vegas. 2800 East Walnut Avenue in Las Vegas. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. All right, so obviously I'm out of time in this segment, but we'll be back with a guest, and then I will cover China preparing for D-Day invasion of the continental United States with forces to land on the beaches of California. This from a leaked audio from China's top military war generals.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. There seems to be no end in sight to the rising gas prices. A new AAA survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $4.03 a gallon. This driver telling ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona, enough is enough.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It just keep going up.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. The Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times to keep illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. Wall Street ending the week nearly unchanged as the Dow gained 8 points. This is USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We'll be right back.
is in the house. The Root, the Root, the Root is on fire here on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Gold Gate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Obviously, you know you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, 401 retirement account. With inflation raging the way it is, how high could gold or silver go? The moon is the limit. The sky is the limit. The sun is the limit. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997, and you can buy gold and silver, physical gold and silver, with your retirement account. And you know that inflation is exploding like Zimbabwe. You know the U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. You know we're giving $40 billion more to Ukraine. Insanity. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. Everyone sees it. All the experts know it. And now you know it. And that's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver, delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Toll-free, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wainwright sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. All right, we've got our guest who's on regularly, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, how are you?
I'm well, Wayne. It's always great to join you. And by the way, we're going to be starting a new organization called Project Sentinel soon, so it'll be derivative off the London Center, but we'll tell you guys, you and Chris, about it when we're ready to go. It's coming up in the very near future. So,
all right. So I was mentioning, I haven't gotten to the story yet, but I mentioned the headline in the last segment that China is preparing for a D-Day invasion of the continental United States with forces to land on the beaches of California. And this is a leaked audio that appears to have originated from a meeting of China's top war generals. And it reveals an elaborate plan for a land invasion of California. And, of course, I was joking that the good news is they can have California. Let's invite them to come on in and take California as long as we get to keep the rest of America. But I threw that at you in the break, and you said what?
I think it's very possible that the origins of this thing is from China, but I think it's more about deception and trying to make us look the other way from what they're actually doing, which is focusing on Taiwan. Remember, Wayne, Taiwan is a key resource. Taiwan produces something like 92% of the chips that go into
chips, yeah,
motors,
everything.
Yeah, I mean,
everything, everything.
Yeah, they are literally the global foundry. And by the way, China, the PRC, depends on them as well. So that is the prize they truly want, both because of prestige and because of economic power. Trust me, it's grabbing microchips is like grabbing the globe by the cojones, if you know what I mean. I mean, that's what they want to do.
Well, and so by the way, let me ask you this question. That brings up this question.
Sure.
So you believe that's what they really want to do is invade Taiwan, and this is just a head fake, and I get it. And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, invading Taiwan would be hard enough as the Ukrainian invasion by Russia proves. It's not that easy to take over a country. But if they do that, and we all know they're going to take over Taiwan, why would they fail? They're going to succeed. If and when they succeed, what happens to us? Because wouldn't they just destroy America's economy?
That's the idea, Wayne. Why invade? Think about this. Why invade if you can actually gain control of the U.S. economy by economic means? Why do that? Because obviously it's less risk, much less risk than trying to invade. And remember, you and I both study history. The Japanese, during World War II, recognized that could they invade the United States? Yeah, probably. But one of their concerns were, and I think even Tojo said this in one of the meetings, like, there's going to be an American behind every bush with a gun. And even with California being one of the gun control paradises, trust me, you don't want Bubba and his 10 buddies down on the docks on Long Island taking shots at the Chinese coming off ships, because I think they actually do that. Remember, this is the homeland. So rules will be a lot different, as we saw with Ukraine, once you have an invading force. So I just don't think the Chinese want, although I think we ought to offer him up Gavin Newsom. I think we should say, you can take Gavin and, you know, maybe a couple of things, but,
Let him take LA. Let him take LA, although we will be seriously deficient in blonde, busty babes in the United States of America without Los Angeles. And the Chinese would really enjoy that. But other than that, I can't think of anything I'd be missing if they take California. They could have the Communist People's Republic of California. They'll all feel right at home. But I was talking with one of my friends who is a retired colonel in the United States Army, and he used to be involved in think tanks for the Army that kind of plan what could happen and how you deal with certain scenarios. He believes that Biden is purposely weakening, or the Biden administration, because Biden, we all know, is brain dead.
Oh, yeah.
But the administration is purposely weakening our military. So I don't know about a land invasion, but if we have to fight China over Taiwan or Russia, we are way too weak. He says that our nuclear stock is just old and rusty and crappy, and Russia has catapulted by us, and that our military is very weak now, and I'm wondering what your reaction to that is.
So, yeah, look, let me give you an illustration to help you use this with others if you like. So, Wayne, how many people do you know right now at this moment in your life, or friends of friends, how many people do you know drives a 79 Pinto? Do you know anybody who drives a 79 Pinto?
No, I'm sure they're out there somewhere, but no, I don't know anybody who drives 79 Pinto.
So why would you then want to have that level of technology in our nuclear forces? Because that's what it is. We're talking about 1979 technology, the equivalent of a Ford Pinto. And I'm not joking. That's the level of technology we're dealing with. And yeah, even the Bush administration, I used to be part of something called the Nuclear Strategy Forum. I sat on it with Ambassador Hank Cooper and Jim Woolsey and some others. And, yes, I know, Wayne, it's weird that somehow I get pulled into all these things. It's strange how I end up with these things. But during the discussions back in the mid 2008, 2009, right before Obama came in, they were pleading with Bush 43 to basically invest in something called the Reliable Replacement Warhead, dial-a-loop nuke. And they were proposing, it's like, we don't even want to change the number of weapons. We just want to make them more adaptive and more reliable. Imagine that, reliability. So your friend is completely correct. And I've actually been working with a number of folks who are on my board and in our organization trying to highlight this. It's dangerous because the primary purpose of nuclear weapons, Wayne, is deterrence. And for deterrence to work, the deterrence must be credible. And so these things are all linked together. And so the Chinese and the Russians or others are watching the deterioration of our nuclear forces. So when Putin starts threatening nuclear weapon use, he's relying on the fact that if we ever decide to do something, chances are pretty good they may not work. And that's what makes it dangerous. It's not that we wouldn't retaliate. Putin may think we can't retaliate accurately or effectively, and that, in his mind, creates conditions where he thinks he can be successful. And that's what makes it dangerous.
Yeah, and don't forget, there's other things besides our aging nuclear stockpile versus a more modernized one by Russia. And besides 1.6 billion Chinese. I don't know how you fight all of them. But on top of that, me and my buddy, the colonel, were discussing the fact that our military has been purged of many of the brightest leaders because they're white, Christian, conservative, because they're not woke, because they don't believe in transgender ideology. Our military has been, you know, ripped apart by critical race thinking and critical race theory thinking. Our military has been ripped apart by vaccine mandates, and eventually there could be a lot of soldiers who are sick or dying, and there are now, is my understanding as well, but it could get much worse. So, I mean, we're not in a state of military readiness for World War III, are we?
No, Biden is going behind the scenes trying to work. Let's just take one of the examples that I know for a fact they're using to weaken our military is this requirement for green energy to be the source. Wayne, the one thing that's required for green energy to actually work is fossil fuel. That's what the real secret is. And the idea that we're going to change the way we operate to adapt for something that does not exist, there is no climate crisis, that inherently, through this effort to make the military green, is going to weaken us. No other military in the world, by the way, Wayne, is going green. We're the only ones because, hint, hint, green is not effective. It doesn't help you win. And the fact that Biden's made it a priority shows clearly that he's trying to weaken the military. Plus, the way they train, one of my friends and board members, Tony Kukulow, Lieutenant Major General Tony Kukulow, we served together in combat. He was a commandant at the Army War College. Wayne, he insisted the senior officers be able to brief their thesis before they left. Oh my goodness, everybody had a revolt because you're asking me as a colonel to actually brief and show that I can demonstrate an understanding of the subject matter I just studied? That was unheard of. And he got pushback because he was enforcing standards. I'm just telling you, Wayne, that people like Kukulow are being pushed out because they do expect individual officers, those who serve below him, to have a certain standard of professional capacity. That no longer exists. It's all about, will you follow the teachings of this woke methodology, this anti-racism? That's what the priority is. So all the things that would make up an effective self-starting, creative thinking, effective thinking leader has been pushed out in favor of trying to make sure they follow a certain political set of thinking, and that's very, very dangerous.
Yes, and what makes a good warrior, in my opinion, is the latest study I announced in segment one of the show today. The more testosterone you inject into a man, the more conservative he becomes, and I'm sure the more of a warrior he becomes. So we're injecting the military with too many players that don't have enough testosterone. We're not going to win any wars with these guys and gals. We'll be right back. More with retired Colonel Tony Schaefer. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture for your home, office or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. Do you know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history? The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LaBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrew for Congress. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Eller.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. We're on with retired Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. I want to mention the sponsor of this show real quick before I get back to Tony. It is Energized Health, which is changing lives of all of my conservative fans, and it changed the life of this conservative radio host. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat. Never been fat a day in my life. Didn't know I had any fat to lose. Gained 10 pounds of muscle, lost 25 pounds of fat in only 88 days. I only lost a few pounds, like 5 pounds, but I lost 25 pounds of fat, and I just look incredible. I look like Popeye the Sailor Man of conservative talk radio. And it's been 18 months, and I've kept it all off because the program is simple and easy, and I'll be on it for the rest of my life. So now go to energizedhealth.com. Check it out for yourself, energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. Zero pressure. They'll just share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the game changer for your life. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you and you get 40% off. The Wayne Root 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. All right, back to Colonel Tony Schaefer. You've been following very closely the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland's weaponization of the FBI to go after parents. Where does all that stand right now?
Well, it expanded, Wayne. I just did an editorial on the fact that Mark Garland is using the entire DOJ on a number of things. So first off, just to summarize that point first, he has done nothing to walk back that memo, which then indicates to me that the FBI still has the charter to work with local school boards to target any parent who disagrees with the public and political vectors of that school board. And I think you're not going to see a lot of this right now regarding what they're doing, because they're trying to tee it up for next year. I think once we get past the midterms, even if we take the conservatives take back Congress, Wayne, they're going to use this as a tool to suppress speech after the election. They're not going to do it now because they don't want to have more attention brought to this. But one of the other things they did recently, which I actually, you can check it out, The DOJ has, Department of Justice under Garden has opened something called the Environmental Justice Office. Now think about it. Now, they already had before this the Environmental and Natural Resources Division. That division, Wayne, dealt with disputes within, you know, the national park system, conflicts with U.S. law. This isn't this. This thing, by its own mission statement, is focused on achieving, quote unquote, effect outcomes, to affect specific outcomes. Think about that. And it references social justice within its mission. So he's not only weaponizing against parents, he's now trying to figure out how to use the massive resources of DOJ and FBI to go after any energy company or organization that disagrees with the direction of the Biden administration, basically strangling the gas and oil industry. That's what they're doing. So it's not only about parents, although parents, I think, are still going to be in the crosshairs. That's going to come next year. Now they're trying to use DOJ as a tool of intimidation to fight back against anyone who now screams about their policies causing the now $6 a gallon gas, which I would argue we're going to see 10 gallons by the end of summer. $10 a gallon.
Yeah. That's what I've been saying. I've been saying for a long time, and you know that in the state, I'm sure you know, in the state of Washington, they're reconfiguring the gas pumps to bring another digit on so it can go to $10 and higher. So they're actually preparing for that, which means they must know that's where it's headed. They know exactly what's going on. It's so amazing to me that if you disagree with their, you know, with their ideas about anything, about transgenders and about education and about critical race theory and about their energy policy, you're telling me they're going to come after us. Can you imagine if we lose in November, if we don't win by the biggest landslide in history, if we were to lose in November because they rigged the election, do you have any idea what that would mean for the freedom and the free speech and the gun control in the United States of America? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's a war against the Bill of Rights. And think about this. But this is what they're counting on, Wayne. And you, I think, I know you're on top of this. They're counting on the Republicans winning and then doing nothing. They're basically counting on the fact that, they're talking the big game. And by the way, it seems to me a lot of the time in the past when the Republicans have come back in, they haven't done anything. We can't allow that to happen this time. Those who go to Washington can't sit back and say, we just want to get along, because that will give them breathing time to continue to do what they're doing. It's not good enough just to win. You got to start pushing back to counter things like this new office, like the targeting of parents, all that has to be part of the agenda of the new Congress coming in to stop this. Not just talk about it, but do something.
What, you know, we're running out of time here. We just have seconds left. So let me just get a yes or no out of you. As we left $80 billion of equipment on the ground in Afghanistan, and now we're giving away another $40 billion worth of equipment in Ukraine, aren't we running out of some of our equipment? We don't have the ability if we needed it quickly in World War III? Yes or no?
Yes. And that's part of the plan. I think they're doing it purposely. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Colonel Tony Schaefer, a good friend of the show, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Always great to have you on. Have a great weekend. God bless, and keep fighting, Colonel Schaefer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.